And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sage. But first, let's go visiting in Providence, Rhode Island. You know, one of the times you thank your lucky stars you got a cake on hand is when guests dropped in on you unexpectedly, like they did on Mrs. Joseph Hughes of Providence one Sunday evening. Why, no time at all, Mrs. Hughes served a tasty snack to her company. Big slices of snowy white cake she'd made the day before while taking part in a nationwide test of the new Sure Mix Crisco. Well, sir, it was amazing how quick the conversation turned to cake.
Say, Myrtle, this cake beats anything I ever tasted. Gosh, it's good.
Yes, it's a lovely cake, Myrtle. So light and fine textured. Is it from a new recipe?
No, but I used a new short one. A woman came to my door yesterday and gave it to me. She asked me to try it in a cake and see how it compared with my usual shortening. I wondered if you folks would notice the difference it made.
Why, we couldn't help but notice. This cake runs rings around any cake you ever made before.
And ladies, folks will be saying that about your cakes, too, when you change to the new Crisco. Hundreds of housewives, just like you, took part in that nationwide test. They baked cakes with Crisco and compared them to cakes made with their favorite shortening. Why, in this independent test, Crisco was tested for cakes against every type of shortening. And when these women asked their families which cakes they liked best, they voted 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. And with good reason, because New Sure Mix Crisco is different from other shortenings. It's made by a special process that offers you 3 exclusive advantages. 1, lighter cakes. 2, smoother textured cakes. 3, cakes that taste better than you can make them with any other home shortening we know of. So get Crisco, will you? And remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry. 4-1 for better tasting fried foods. That was the family vote. 4-1 for new Sure Mix Crisco. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find all our friends assembled. Sade is seated on the davenport sewing. Young Rush lounges in his father's easy chair. And Vic stands beside the library table removing his overcoat, for he's just this moment arrived home from the office. Listen.
Did you glance through my Lodge magazine?
Your Lodge magazine? Oh, I haven't even seen it.
Didn't you come this afternoon?
Golly, I guess I never looked in the mailbox.
We must have come. Ike Niesoffer's come. They all get mailed together. Go see Dr. Sleech.
Okay. Say, while I think of it, you said I could have a dime if I...
Not along to the mailbox. I'll take up trivial business matters later.
It's not trivial to me. My financial condition is so horrible.
Kiddo, guess what?
They printed your picture?
They printed my picture. And not only my picture, but individual pictures of the entire membership of the All-Star Marching Team.
Oh?
The whole push. Won't it be interesting to see what the different guys look like?
I've seen some of them, you know.
Oh, that's right, you have. Robert and Slobbert Hink.
Robert and Slobbert Hink and YY Flirts.
Oh, sure.
And you, of course. I've seen you.
Well, I'm certainly anxious to look at the photographs. There's 5 members of the All-Star Marching Team I've never set eyes on.
Oh, you haven't seen the magazine yet?
No, Ike Niesoffer told me it arrived today. Mailman delivered his this morning.
Ah.
Of the roster of the All-Star Marching Team or the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way, I've met myself, of course. YY Flirch, JJJJ Stunbolt, Robert and Slobbert Hink, and HK Fleber. How many is that? 6? Yeah, 6. Not only these 4 I haven't met. I said 5. I guess I counted myself as a guy I hadn't met. Well, let's see, who's left?
O.H. Jellyman.
O.X. Bellyman. Uh-huh. O.X. Bellyman of Detroit, Michigan, is 1. Homer U. McDancy of East Brain, Oregon, is 2. And Harry Fye and I. Edson Box of Lester, Nebraska, round out the 4.
Here you are, gone.
Okay. Let's see where we are here.
No other mail, was there?
Uh-uh.
Find what you were hunting for?
Yep. Here, let me sit beside you on the davenport, then we can both look.
I want to look, too.
Okay, then I'll get in the middle.
All right.
Spot old Vic Cook, friends?
Yeah.
See Papa Market Basket?
Uh-huh. Third picture down from the top.
I jumped right out at you, don't I?
Well, that's about as nice a photograph as you ever had taken. I always liked it. Ruthie likes it, too. The other day, we were glancing
hey,
over...
Hey, what's number four?
Where?
Here. It's not a man.
Oh, it's all blurred.
Yeah. I can see teeth and hair and eyes, but the face is all funny. Could be a kangaroo or a chipmunk.
Let's see, who is number four?
I think the little paragraphs down below correspond with the numbers, and you can tell which is which by comparing.
I know, foolish. Oh, Homer U. McDancy.
Which one's he?
A half-wit magazine editor's made a botch of his picture.
Resembles either a kangaroo or a chipmunk.
You may reserve your comments, Flyswetter.
So that's Homer U. McDancy, huh?
Sloppiness.
I'll say. Ooh, look at them starry big white eyes.
If I were Homer U. McDancy, I'd raise Cain about this. Let's see what the little biographical sketch says.
Who's the little boy there in the corner?
Yeah. I never knew you had kids on your marching team.
Homer U. McDancy, East Brain, Oregon. Sky Brother McDancy is not only an accomplished marcher, but an author as well. His latest work, A Manual for Wives of Members of the Lodge, is enjoying great current popularity. Mr. McDancy is engaged in the wholesale poultry business in East Brain and is widely respected for his civic leadership. Well, that's okay. But holy smoke, this horrible picture.
Who's the little boy?
Where?
In the corner there.
Number 10.
Oh, Sunday. Well, maybe the biographical sketch will explain this nonsense. This is Harry Fye. Scribe Brother Harry Fye of Lester, Nebraska, is famous for his knowledge of plain and fancy parading. He has taken hikes 40 to 50 miles in length. A barber by trade, Mr. Fye is an enthusiastic ice skater and high diver. The photograph reproduced above was taken when Mr. Fye was a four-year-old lad.
Well, that does explain it.
Oh, sloppiness.
Number 7 is a bicycle.
Here's Robert and Slobbert Hink side by side. Why, I believe it's the same identical picture printed twice.
Number 8 is an old lady.
Dick, for Robert and Slobbert Hink, they got the same picture printed twice. You can't
listen
tell
to
me
what it says about old Vic Cook. Victor R. Gook, Sky Brother Gook, in addition to being an active live wire worker in the lodge, is an expert marcher and a profound authority on the science of parade procedure. Mr. Gook is the exalted Big Dipper of our Drowsy Phoenix chapter. He holds a responsible position with the Consolidated Kitchenware Company. We are proud of men like him. Well, they really laid it on.
Yeah, you got the longest paragraph on the page.
Uh-huh. Twice as long as anybody else's.
Number 7 is a bicycle.
I want to know about Robert and Slobbert. You can't tell me these two pictures ain't the same identical picture printed twice. Why, a baby.
What a rotten little skimpy, stingy biographical sketch they give J.J.J.J. Stunbolt. Listen, J.J.J.J. Stunbolt. Sky Brother Stunbold is a native of Lester, Nebraska. He hangs wallpaper.
That is short.
Editor must have it in for Stunbold. Good picture of him, though.
He the bald-headed man with eyeglasses and thick black ribbon.
Number 7 is a bicycle.
Yeah, Vic, number 7's a bicycle. Look up number 7.
What kind of foolishness is this now?
Anybody that resembles a bicycle ought to be in the circus.
Experiment.
That who number 7 is?
Yeah. Oh, shucks.
What's it say about him?
O.X. Bellyman. Sky Brother Bellyman was born in Detroit, Michigan, and has lived there all his life. Marching is his one great hobby, and he can be seen almost any Saturday afternoon heading for California, New Mexico, or other southwesterly points.
He takes funny long marches. I wouldn't want to march from Michigan to California.
Mr. Bellyman is also an accomplished musician, being proficient on the flute, banjo, saw, and kettle drums.
That the end of the paragraph?
Yeah.
Well, don't it explain why they printed this picture of a bicycle?
No.
Hmm.
Sloppiness.
Who's this old lady?
Yeah, who's she?
Iadson Box.
She dressed up for a masquerade or something?
Iadson Box. Sky Brother Box, like several other members of the All-Star Marching Team, resides in Lester, Nebraska. At the present time, he is enthusiastically looking forward to his marriage with Miss Gilly McDermott, the ceremony to take place early in the year 1948.
Is this old lady Miss Gilly McDermott?
No. Mr. Box, when solicited for his photograph, showed great modesty and reluctance, preferring to send a snapshot of his dear mother.
Oh, so that's the way of it.
Mm. Why, Fritz looks natural.
Yes, it does.
What's it say about him?
Why, Flirch. Sky Brother Flirch, another distinguished resident of Lester, Nebraska, loves marching better than anything on earth. He is also fond of asparagus, gravy, walnuts, and pie.
Pretty skimpy write-up.
Yeah.
Look here, don't you think these two pictures of Robert and Slobbert Hink are one and the same picture?
Yeah.
I know they're twins and all, but they're not this much twins.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be this much twins. These two pictures are one and the same picture, and absolutely no mistake about it.
Sloppiness. Sloppiness all the way through.
You said a while ago you were especially anxious to look at these photographs because there were several men you'd never set eyes on, and you wanted to get an idea of their appearance.
Yeah, I did.
Who are the men you have seen?
Well, myself, of course. Robert and Slobbert Hink. Hmm. J.J. Stunbolt. Y.Y. Flirch and H.K. Fleabert.
Six. These four you haven't seen. And they're the ones you're especially interested in, ain't they?
Yeah.
What's their names?
Well, Homer U. McGancy.
He's all blurred.
Resembles a kangaroo or a chipmunk.
Can't get a very good notion of his appearance. Who else?
I. Edson Box.
He sent in a picture of his mother. Guess you'll have to remain in the dark about what I. Edson Box looks like. Now, who else?
Harry Fry.
This shows Harry Fry when he was 4 years old.
Yeah.
Who else?
O.X. Bellyman.
Oh, the only clue we got to what O.X. Bellyman looks like is this picture of a bicycle.
Sloppy.
I agree.
Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until Monday. Ladies, next week's the week, the start of a great new Crisco cash contest. A contest that's fun, that's easy, with 126 separate cash prizes and a grand cash prize of $2,500. So be sure you get in right from the word go. To enter, you write the last line for a Crisco jingle, and that may put you in line for the grand cash prize. But wait, that's not all. You can double that grand prize of $2,500 to $5,000, and each and every one of the other 125 cash prizes can be doubled, too. Ask your Crisco dealer for one of the official entry blanks that explain how easy it is to double your winnings. These blanks are available only to your Crisco dealers. Your dealer's probably received a supply by now. If not, he'll have them soon, so ask him right away to put some aside for you. Remember, the official entry blanks give the contest jingle and will tell you how to double the amount of any prize you win. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade Monday. This is Mel Allen speaking.